There are a lot of Hilchos Avelos here. We cannot give all of Smicha right now in Hilchos Avelos because we don't have time for that. But let's just pick out two things that people are not normally aware of, or the why and how we do them. The first thing is the Gemara here in Moikatam Tesvav says that the mourner has to wrap his head with some sort of handkerchief, some sort of cloth to cover his face, as they learn out from Yechezkel. So the Ramban writes in the Torah Sa'adam, which is the classic work of Hilchos Avelos, so he says that since Hashem told Yechezkel not to cover his head, therefore we do Ativas HaRash, and this is done all day, except when people are visiting the Avel. There has to be a head covering, except when people are visiting the Avel. That's the sheet of the Ramban. But there's the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in our Paragon Moikatan has the din of Ativas HaRosh, is the din of covering the mouth in order to show that you're silenced. Something should come over the mouth to show that the Avel has nothing to say. So if that's the case, why do you have to cover your entire head? Says the Yerushalmi, you should dress like a cowboy, a bandit, just put on a handkerchief on the mouth, and don't cover the head. So the Gemara says, because if you don't do that, people are going to think you have a toothache. Right? You walk into the Beis Avel, the guy's got something wrapped around his mouth, and I'm going to think he has a boo-boo on his face, whatever it is, and that's why I do it. You have to put a head covering that goes over the face to show that there's something more than just having a toothache. So the Shulchan Aruch brings the halacha in Shin Pei Vav, that during Shiva, the Avel has to have a talus over his head, and he has to drape the talus so it covers his mouth. The Ativas HaRosh is only practiced when there are people not visiting the Avel. That's how the Shulchan Aruch brings him. So the Ramah says that there's no minhag anymore to do Ativas HaRosh, and we shouldn't be machmir to do things like that at all. Now, if you look in the Beis Yosef and the Hagos Maimoni, they say in the name of the Smag that in Spain they do practice Ativas HaRosh, and we don't practice it nowadays. And the Beis Yosef says that he never saw anybody refrain from performing Ativas HaRosh, so I guess in Sfas they did do Ativas HaRosh. And the Darkei Moshe says that he never saw an Avel practice Ativas HaRosh. And therefore, Ativas HaRosh, as it's described in the Gemara, never made its way into the Ashkenazi communities. However, if you look in the Shach, in Shin Pei Vav, in Sifkat and Alf, the Shach says that if we walked around with a head covering, the guy would think we're crazy, and therefore that's why we don't do it. And then he says, some people have the minhag to wear a hat over their eyes in order to be Mekayim Ativas HaRosh. And this is based on the Maharshal and the Rokeach, who say that even today in modern civilized places, you can practice Atifa without concern for mockery, because it's possible that people do some measure of Atifa with a shawl, and that would be normal in people's eyes. And this is generally not the minhag. However, Rav Shechter brings in his Sefer Yekorim Rabbi Soloveitchik, and this is actually Rav Shechter's practice when he sat Shiva for his parents. He would sit with his hat, his usual hat, over his head, pulled down over his eyes, in order to be mekayim the sheet of the Shach of Ativas HaRosh, because that's the way the Shach brings it. The Birkei Yosef says that there's a minhag to cover your head when the Menachem come to visit as well. And Lamaisa, most people do not do any Ativas HaRosh, but there are some people who do pull the hat down over their head while sitting Shiva. Right there, after this Gemara, is the Indian of Kviyas Hamita, another thing where we think that people don't do anymore. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says a mourner has to turn his bed over, and Bar Kapar explains it's a symbolism that Hashem made Tzuras HaAdam, and now the Tzuras HaAdam, the image of man, has been distorted, and therefore we turn over the bed to represent that distortion of the Tzuras HaAdam that was created by Maisa Bereishis. So Tosus later on in Chafal says, we don't do Kriyas Hamita or Tivas HaRosh nowadays because it'll appear like Kishuf. It'll appear like some sort of voodoo in the eyes of the Goyim, and they're going to laugh at us and we shouldn't do it. And the Hagos Maimoni says the same thing as well. In addition, he says, beds today are made differently than the beds in the days of the Gemara. And overturning the beds of today does not express the Avelus in the same way it would do in the times of the Gemara. And the Rush brings the same thing as well. We pointed out in the past that Kimat, most of Hilchas Avelus, is lifted from the Rush at the end of Moikatan. If we were learning it more Masudar, I would tell people to learn Gemara, Rashi, Rush, because the Rush brings you everything to know in Hilchas Avelus. So the Yushalmi on our Gemara says the bed, what's the representation? Why does the bed represent Tzuras HaAdam? Because the bed represents procreation, and Tashrish Shamita, and the creation of Tzelem Elokim. And now that the person has gone full circle in their life, they're now dead, so now we turn over that place that represents the beginning of the Tzelem Elokim. And that's why we turn it over on its back. In addition, says that's the Yerushalmi. The Torah Sa'adam quotes this, And the Torah Sa'adam says the bed has to be turned over when you're sleeping and when you eat on the bed. However, during the daytime, says the Ramban, he should sit on the ground, not the bed. And in addition, the Menachem should sit on the ground of the Avel as well. And that's the source, the Ramban is the source of the Avel sitting on the ground. And the Torah Sa'adam also says that there's no din to sleep on the ground, but the din is to turn over the bed, and if you're asleep on the ground, then it's a milsi yaseira, says the Rambam. You know, there's no din to sit on the ground, sleep on the ground if you're an avelis, but if one wants to, there's such an inyan, says the Rambam. So the Rambam in Hilchas Avelis in Perek Dalad brings the din of Kriyas Mita, and he says that's only a halacha in the first day of avelis, and the avel has to sit on the ground on the overturned bed, and the rest of the days of Shiva, the avel sits on the ground without the bed. And the Ravid says he doesn't know where the source is that you have to sit on the overturned bed. He never heard of such a thing as well. And the Radvaz and the Shulchan Acharav comment, and the Briska Rav have a piece on this as well. So comes the Yerushalmi in Brachos Perek Gimel. The Pasuk says by Eov in Perek Beis that the friends of Eov sat with him on the ground. And it does not state here that they sat with him upon the ground, but it says they sat with him la'aretz, to the ground. The indication being that they sat on something that was close to the ground. And from here, the Yerushalmi says, we see that they sat and slept on overturned beds. So the Aruch HaShulchan brings this whole discussion. The Aruch HaShulchan says, a machlokus, whether you should sit on the ground or close to the ground. And that's where we have the inyan of whether you have to sit mamish on the ground, or as we experienced yesterday on Tishu B'Av, many people brought stools to shul. So what's the inyan of sitting on the stool? If the inyan of avelis is to sit on the ground, what's the inyan of the stool? So the Aruch HaShulchan cites this machlokus, whether maybe close to the ground is this idea as well. So Rav Schechter brings a beautiful idea, a good insight from Rabbi Soloveitchik in this regard. So the Rav felt that the seat only has to have a shinoi. It has nothing to do with Gimel Tefachim, right? I think on Tisha B'Av night, I got a number of questions of, is my chair close enough to the ground? Does it fill the proper shear of being on the ground? So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, sitting on a low chair is not a din that it's close to the ground. It's a shinoi, it's a heker that you're doing something different. If you wouldn't necessarily sit on a little tyke's chair the rest of the year, then that's enough of a shinoi to show the avelus at that time. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf says that when they gave the king a sudas havra, when the king's relatives passed away and the king would come to eat his suda, they would sit on the ground and the king would sit on a dargash. So the Gemara says, what's a dargash? A bed that's not usually used, only used for the sake of certain things, but not usually slept upon. It's like everybody has like a, fancy people in their house has like a couch they're not allowed to sit on. So the king had a couch that nobody could sit on. So the king would sit on the dargash. So says the Rav, we see that the king didn't sit on the ground. The king just had to have a heker. He just had to do something different than usual in his seating, lower, different, in order to become the inyan of avelis at the end of the day. And the whole idea is that the seat should be low enough to be abnormal. It's not din has to be three tefachim, says the Rav. It's just a din that the seat should be abnormal in the usual way that you sit. And the mice of the minhag is to sit on the ground or to be close to the ground as opposed to sitting on an overturned bed. As we said, we don't do that anymore. But this then ties into the overturned bed, actually ties in to the union of covering the mirrors. What's the source of covering the mirrors? So Rav Schechter also brings in another place in the name of Rabbi Soloveitchik that the Gemara Moed Katan at the end says that Kfiyas Hamit is a din in all beds in the house. Not only does the bed that the Avel sleep on has to be overturned, but every bed in the house has to be overturned. So on Erev Shabbos, you have to return the beds to their normal position. That's what the Gemara says. So we learn from here that the entire house has a status of base Avel. The whole home where the person is sitting Shiva has a status of base Avel. And the Gemara later on in Chaf Gimel says that the Torah is usher in the entire Beis Avel. Not only can the Avel not learn in the house, but you can't have other learning of other things in that house as well. The whole house has a din of Beis Avel. And therefore, the Kima Beis Avel and Kriyas Hamita is to cover all the mirrors of the house because of the distortion of Tzelem Elokim. The turning over of the bed is the same thing as covering the mirrors. Just like we turn over the bed to show the distortion of Tzelem Elokim and the person has died, so we cover the mirrors to show that we can't see the Tzelem Elokim. It's not just that the Avel shouldn't look in the mirror and look pretty. Every single mirror, even if a mirror he's never going to see, has to be covered. Because the whole house is Beis Avel. The whole house has the status, and every mirror has to be covered. And therefore, any home, the Rabbi Soloveitchik said, any home owned by the Avel that has mirrors has to be covered, even though the Avel is never going to go there, as long as it's in the same city. If you own two houses in the same city, then every house, every mirror has to be covered at the end of the day. That's the Shita of the Meiri. And then Rav Moshe says, Erev Shabbos, after Chatzos, you can uncover the mirrors to get ready for Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan says there's no Isser Shela Shalom in the entire Beis Avel, even if you meet your friend who's not an Avel. So we see the Isser Shela Shalom is anywhere. Sometimes people go to a Shiva house, and you say to a totally different person, how's it going? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, no Shela Shalom, not to the Avel, to the Beis Avel. You can't greet anybody in a Beis Avel, not even the Avel themselves. Ravadji has a tshuva in the Abi Omer, Chelek Dal, and Simon Lamed Hey. He says the minhag is to cover the mirrors of the Beis Avel, and he says one reason may be that since we daven in a Beis Avel, you can't daven in front of a mirror, so you cover the mirrors because people are going to be davening there. However, he says that doesn't explain why you cover all the mirrors. Why am I covering the mirror in the bathroom? So he gives another reason that the Beis Avel, they're mazikim, they're negative spirits, so we don't want to see them. Therefore, that's why you cover it. And then he quotes the Chassam Sofer that this is a zecher to Kfiyas Hamitzah, as the Rav explained, and the Yerushalmi and the bed was placed to create Sam Elokim, and so to the mirrors used to create Sam Elokim. We find by mirrors used in the Kiyur as well. And since the Sam Elokim was distorted, therefore we cover the mirrors, which betray our image, and accordingly, we should really turn over the mirrors, turn the mirrors around. That's the Chiddush of the Chassam Sofer and Rav Yosef. Really, just like you turn over the bed, you should flip the mirrors around. But it's not so practical to flip the mirrors around. So instead, we cover them up. And Rav Avadja brings another opinion that says that looking in the mirror in general gives people simcha. All different types of reasons, says Rav Avadja, safe. But hand in hand, the covering of the mirror is representation or extension of Kfiyas Hamitzah to show the lack of Tzelem Elokim, the distortion of Tzelem Elokim, and to show that a person has died and they're no longer with us in the world.